Lots of good sport over the weekend, what with rugby and football. Darren Frell has all the details. Yes. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Mary. Really busy weekend. And actually, today is a very significant day also, because Andy Farrell, the Irish rugby coach, head coach, will name his squad for the upcoming Six Nations. So more on that in the next hour. I'll be talking to Bernard Jackman live just after the news at 8:30. But it was the last opportunity over the weekend for some players, especially fringe players, to put up their hands, make an argument for them to be included in that squad. And Connacht, I'm afraid, lost to Ospreys at the Sports Ground in the Guinness Pro 14, 26-20. Another home defeat for them. And this one will be really tough to take, because they actually led 17-5 at halftime. Brilliant performance from the Welsh side in saying that, but a very frustrating one for Connacht and their head coach Andy Friend.
I didn't think we started that well. I thought we worked our way into the game, and you know, to get that score in the extra time of the first half, I thought was a real bonus for us. They get a yellow card. We come in at half time 17-5 up. That's our game now. That's our game for the taking. So we spoke about that. Spoke about being really smart and putting them to bed early. Instead of us scoring, and you know, when they got 14 men, they're scoring, they're touching down, and that just swung the whole momentum. So, you know, you get a side as good as Ospreys are, you get them in that position where they're on the ropes, you've got to finish them off, mate, and we didn't, and we paid the penalty there.
Now, in soccer, in the FA Cup, lots of goals to tell you about. In fact, there was 3 goals or more in all the games played yesterday, which was really good. Manchester United beat Liverpool 3-2 in the big one. They advanced to the 5th round of the FA Cup. Great match, just really ebbed and flowed throughout. Mo Salah scored twice for Liverpool, put them in front, but Mason Greenwood equalised. Marcus Rashford put the home side in front before Salah equalised. But then the winner came late in the game. Bruno Fernandes came off the bench and scored an absolutely brilliant free kick to seal United's passage. More on that in the next hour as well. Tammy Abraham scored a hat-trick as Chelsea beat Luton 3-1. Everton beat Sheffield Wednesday 3-0. And Leicester came from behind to beat Brentford 3-1. And Burnley 3-0 winners against Fulham. Rhianna Jarrett was on target for Brighton yesterday in the WSL. But unfortunately, her side lost 7-1 to Manchester City. Rory McIlroy just came up short in his bid to win the Abu Dhabi Championship. Tyrrell Hatton overturned his overnight lead to win it on 18 under par, 4 clear of his nearest challenger. McIlroy finished back on 13 under in a tie for third place. Here's what he had to say after his round.
Started well, started great with, you know, 2 birdies in the first 3, and then felt like there was a few putts I hit today. The wind affected the putts more than maybe the last couple of days. I don't feel like I played great this week. I was sort of managing my game a little bit. So there's still, you know, it's nice to get a competitive week under my belt and know where my game is and see what I have to do to try to keep on improving. And, you know, thankfully I'll get on the plane tonight and head over to Torrey Pines and tee it up there next week.
Now, Darren Clark made a back-to-back victories on the PGA Champions Tour, won the Mitsubishi Electric Championship in Hawaii. Afghanistan beat Ireland by 7 wickets, so Ireland lose that best-of-3 series. Always going to be tough for them to get an automatic place at that World Cup in 2023, and that result puts a big dent in that dream. Finally, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers, while the defending champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, got the better of the Buffalo Bills to advance to the Super Bowl. The Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady will play in his 10th Super Bowl on the 7th of February. That is your sport for now. Back to you, Audrey.